As if to rescue me, Gek wakes up and her cries of hunger interrupt the incident. "It was me, Pa," my mind screams out. "I stole from the family. I am sorry." But I say nothing and do not confess to the crime. The guilt weighs heavily on me. I had gotten up in the middle of the night and stolen the rice. I wish I had been still in between the sleeping and waking worlds when I did it, but that is not true. I knew exactly what I was doing when I stole the handful of rice from my family. My hunger was so strong that I did not think of the consequences of my actions. I stepped over the others' sleeping bodies to get to the container. With my heart pounding, I slowly lifted off the top. My hand reached in and took out a handful of uncooked rice and quickly shoved it into my hungry mouth before anyone woke and made me put it back. Afraid that the crunch of uncooked rice might wake the others, I softened the grains with saliva. When it was soft enough, my teeth ground the rice grains, producing a sweet taste that slid easily down my throat. I wanted more. I wanted to eat until I was full and worry about punishment later. "Bad. You are bad," my mind scolds me. "Pa knows." A long time ago, Pa told me people should be good, not because they are afraid of getting caught, but because bad karma will follow them through their lifetime. Until they make amends, bad people will come back in the next life as snakes, slugs, or worms. At 6 years old, I know I am bad and deserve whatever low life form I will be reincarnated as in the next life. Who else but a bad person would cause the starvation of her family for her own selfish stomach? From that day on, I stay more and more to myself. I stop going to Pa to ask him questions or to just sit near him. I stop looking at Gek, my 4-year-old sister, slowly disappearing from malnutrition. My only constant companions are the growls in my stomach. Mean-spirited and restless, I fight constantly with Chu, who is older and more timid than I, and she only fights back with words. On the other hand, I often push her to fight with me physically. I want to be punished for the rice I stole from them, for someone to hurt me. Ma, however, allows our fights to go directly to her temples, giving her headaches. Pa is the only one who still has self-control, and our constant fights do not drive him over the edge.